This is a BTS podcast for www.abovetopsecret.com.
It's time once again for
Mondo Bizarro.
Mondo Bizarro is brought to you by the mentally challenged, the politically incorrect, and the continuing fall and decline of civilization as we know it. And now, from some hole in the ground, here's Johnny Anonymous.
And welcome, friends, to episode 28 of the Mondo Bizarro Show. I'm Johnny Anonymous, and I will be your cleaning janitor of the weird. All reports and facts are 100% genuine and true. So you'll have to move over now, if you will, because I have to clean these dirty floors that were caused by this week's Mondo Bizarro.
Real Bizarro news.
An Indian woman who failed to wed her lover during his lifetime has reportedly tied the knot with his corpse. Tulsi Devi Pujak, age 20, got married to the body of 25-year-old Sanjay Dantania after he drowned in a well, reports the Press Trust of India. The couple could not marry earlier due to restrictions imposed by the local council because they belong to different regions. It is reported members of the bride's family dressed up the dead man like a groom and conducted the marriage rituals on a decorated stage. Doctors at a Chinese hospital have performed a cesarean section on a turtle. Keepers at Chengdu City Zoo sent the turtle called Daboa to hospital for an x-ray to find out why she was so lethargic, reports China Central Television. We were amazed to see that there were 14 eggs in her body, said Dr. Wu, the administrative director for the zoo. We suspect she was having a difficult labor because she had too many eggs and they were congesting her outlet. The zoo sent the turtle to a hospital for a cesarean delivery, and doctors more used to human patients managed to improvise the situation. The turtle hid inside its shell so that the anesthetist had to wait patiently and then acted quickly when she did pop her head finally out. The hospital director, Dr. Lu Wei, said, "We decided to open the shell covering its stomach with a skull opener since the shell is about as hard as a human skull. It took more than 2 hours for the doctors to open the shell, remove the 14 eggs, and then reseal the shell with epoxy resin. Zookeepers say Daboa is now on the way to a full recovery, and her eggs have been buried in sand and are awaiting to hatch." Police chiefs in Australia are investigating after a photograph of a policewoman's breast were circulated by email. The photo shows the female police constable in her uniform with her name badge clearly visible, her shirt undone, and her breast exposed. She had sent it to her boyfriend as a get-well message from her mobile phone, reports the Sky News. But now the image has also found its way to the inboxes of senior officers and detectives in the Ethical Standards Department in the state of Victoria. She had sent an image to her boyfriend, and he obviously has done the wrong thing by emailing it and forwarding it to numerous ones, a Victoria Police spokeswoman said. Of course, the Ethical Standards Department has been notified. They are aware of the incident, which involved the circulation of the photograph, and they are examining it to see if there has been an offense committed. About 30 prostitutes aged 20 to 40 are to take up a 2-year training course for auxiliary nurse positions in the North Rhine, reports the Telegraph. The scheme, which is funded by the church and the EU, is aimed at easing a chronic shortfall in nurses as well as offering an alternative to prostitutes. One 30-year-old trainee named Angelica, who worked as a prostitute for 6 years, has found the transition to be very smooth. "I'm feeling pretty good about it," she said. Rita Kund of the Protestant Church Welfare Program said, "They are in general very good at dealing with people, in addition to which they don't get squeamish and have absolutely no fear at all about touching or being touched."
Bizarro holidays.
Some of your monthly observances for April include Holy Humor Month and Home Improvement Time, National Car Care Month, National Child Abuse Prevention Month, and National Decorating Month, International Customer Loyalty Month, International Daffynitions Month, and International Twit Award Month. Your weekly observances are: through the 6th, it's National Work Zone Safety Awareness Week. Through the 7th, it's National Blue Ribbon Week, Testicular Cancer Awareness Week, Medication Safety Week, and Laugh at Work Week. Through the 8th, it's Alcohol Free Weekend. Your daily calendar of events on the 5th are National Fun at Work Day, National Alcohol Screening Day, and Accelerate ACI Awareness Among Young Women's Day. On the 6th, it's Drowsy Driver Awareness Day, Good Friday, New York State Missing Persons Day, Tartan Day, and World Marbles Day. On the 7th, it's Empowered Women Entrepreneurs Day, National Birding Day, National Love Our Children's Day, No Housework Day, and World Health Day. On the 8th, it's Easter and Trading Cards for Grown-Ups Day. On the 9th, it's Jenkins Ear Day, National Cherish and Antique Day, and National Former Prisoner of War Recognition Day. On the 10th, it's Commodore Perry Day, National Sibling Day, and Salvation Army Founders Day.
Bizarro Facts!
A jellyfish is 95% water, but a human is around 70%. A Michigan law states that a wife's hair legally belongs to her husband. A quarter of a raw potato placed in each shoe at night will keep the leather soft and supple, and the shoes smelling fresh and clean. A mother in Sydney, Australia, gave birth to twins 56 days apart and in different years. One was born on the 17th of December in 1952, and the other on the 10th of February, 1953. The pineapple is a berry. A scientist who weighed people immediately before and after death concluded that the human soul weighs 21 grams. A mosquito will become restless and start flying around if there is an increase of carbon dioxide in the surrounding air. A teaspoon of neutron star material weighs about 110 million tons. A 2-inch garden hose will carry 4 times as much water as a 1-inch water hose. A porpoise swims slowly in a circle as it sleeps. A pole vaulter, when he lands, may absorb up to 20,000 pounds of pressure per square inch on the joints of his thigh bones. A pantagram is a sentence that contains all 26 letters of the English alphabet. For example, pack my red box with 5 dozen quality jugs. That's a pantagram. A human head remains conscious for about 15 to 20 seconds after it's been decapitated. The word Google is actually a 1 followed by 100 zeros. Mathematician Edward Kastner supposedly asked his young nephew, Milton Serrato, to suggest a name for the number, and he came up with this word, Google. The Warner Communications Company paid $28 million for the copyright for the song Happy Birthday. Well, friends, that's going to wrap it up for episode 28 of the Mondo Bizarro Show. We certainly hope you enjoyed it, and we'll come back and listen to our next week's podcast. In the meantime, remember to keep your eyes towards the skies, but your feet on the ground. That's all, folks.